We begin with the high school football coaches poll, which came out yesterday. And in Class 6A, Valparaiso checks in at number 13 this week. On to Class 5A, where Michigan City checks in at number 6. Lowell is number 8 in Class 4A, while Andrea moves up to number 4 in Class 3A. Whiting is 9th in 2A, while Rensselaer Central checks in at number 12. North Judson ranked number 18 in Class 1A. A couple of football teams that do a pretty good job running the football will go at it at Griffith Friday when the Panthers of Griffith host Boone Grove. We had a chance to talk with Panther lineman Andrew Davenport to get his take on what Griffith has to do to beat the Wolves.
We just need to make tackles in the backfield and make some plays. That's all we got to do.
How do you improve on that?
The first contact, you just got to slow them down or wrap them up, gang tackle. Gang tackling is a major key this week's game.
How big a game is this for you and Griffith?
This is a really big game. It sets the tone for the rest of the season and for the upcoming playoffs. And it's our homecoming and trying to give the crowd a good game.
In boys soccer, Boone Grove was a 4-0 winner over Couch. Angelo Castellanos had 2 goals for the Wolves. Chesterton was a 5-0 winner over Michigan City. Noel Dottillo had 4 goals for Hebron in their 5-1 win over Westville. In girls soccer yesterday, Valparaiso clinched a share for the Duneland Conference Championship with a 5-3 win over Lake Central. Morgan Kutcher scored twice for the Vikings. Class 1A top-ranked Wheeler wins over Hanover Central 8-0. 2 goals for Claudia Phillips for the Bearcats. In girls volleyball, Bishop Knoll wins in 4 sets over Andrian. Rosie Fuentes picked up 31 assists and 3 aces, along with 3 digs. And LaPorte upped their record to 18-1 this season with a 3-set win over Crown Point. Riley Briggs had 10 kills for the Slicers. Big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school scores. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams. Ooh.